here at players in too tight trousers, people anxious to get away from that, favorite television programs preempted, and why shops of roaring fans filling football stadiums, and inevitably people in the crowd holding up signs with violent versus their comment. Versus such as God so loved the world, and so on. For occasionally one sees simply God gives his love. Now, I suppose the criteria for choosing these verses is that they should encapsulate or sum up the whole gospel message in a simple verse. And John 3:16 certainly does that. Now, if I were to choose a verse that encapsulates the whole gospel that we come from this morning's epistle, this is a true saying, worthy of all men to be received, Christ Jesus came into the world to save the sinners. The whole gospel is in that little verse. Jesus Christ came into the world. Here is the doctrine of the incarnation. God becoming in flesh in Christ Jesus to teach us the truth, to heal our infirmities, to rescue lost souls. Why did Jesus come into the world? To save sinners. Here's the doctrine of the atonement. The God-man, Jesus Christ, being betrayed at the hand of sinful men, died upon the cross, his resurrection, tells us what we are to do with this gospel. St. Paul writes, this proclamation is worthy of all to be received. As we spread far and wide, which I suppose is why people hold those signs up in the stadium for the first place. I wonder, how many people have brought the faith by a sign in Texas Stadium? A few probably, because nothing is Jesus rose from the dead, he did not send the 12 to sit in the amphitheater with signs. Instead, he founded a church, a body of believers, with himself as the head. The members of this body, the church, were to be his witnesses in the world, drawn in more and more disciples, and extending the kingdom of God. This gospel is true, worthy of the whole world to be accepted. And that is the great task of the church and of her members to spread the good news. Now the fact is, the church is not doing a very good job. 4 in 5 Americans call themselves Christian, but only 2 in 5 regularly practice their faith. Religion is a mile wide, only an inch deep. And many, even those that are always holding forth about family values, agenda, are only manipulating Christianity as a means to a certain political end. So the question is, where do we as a church find the spiritual the effective witnesses of the gospel, converting people to authentic and vibrant Christianity which transforms the world? I would suggest 5 things, all beginning with the letter C, so you can remember them and talk about them as well. The first is call. We need to be aware that we, each one of us, have a vocation to call others. You are sitting means that you have already responded to Jesus' call, follow me. That verse goes on, follow So from the first moment of our baptism, we are all part of Jesus' ongoing ministry of reaching and calling others to become part of his. You recognize that you are called by none other than Jesus. And how have you responded to that call? Each of the seconds, which is commitment. The Fathers of the Church, those great bishops and teachers about the first 6 centuries, remind us that in the Christian life, there are only 2 possible directions. We're either going forward or backward. And with all of these things, there's no standing still. So if we are not progressing, we are in fact regressing. And Christians are committed to spiritual growth, to nurturing their souls through worship, personal prayer, study, openness to the transformation of the Holy Spirit. What question, what commitments have you made to grow as a Christian? Do you attend Mass more often? Do you pray with more focus? Are you taking part in some sort of ongoing Christian education? You know all the answers. Are you open to God doing something new in your life? Make the commitment to grow because only committed Christians can make new Christians. The third seed of spreading the gospel is community. The power of a living, praying, worshiping, caring Christian community is an effective way of spreading the gospel. You know, people are not saved as isolated, independent individuals who then become part of the club, the church. But they're brought into the church like the animals were brought into the ark, precisely so that they can be saved. And there are many Christians who have sort of, I walk in the garden alone fish. The truth is that he and his body carry unscriptural theology. They're not meant to be stubborn. Meant to be part of the body, outgoing, strengthening, fellowships, ready to open its doors to all sinners and saints alike. And as far as the spreading of the gospel is concerned, people will only want to know the Lord, they will only want to become members of his body if they can see for themselves something in the life of Christians, something that is missing in their own lives and they can't find anywhere else. And the accepting, loving, caring community in which God is discovered, in which God is rediscovered, will be attractive and attractive and evangelized. So, how do you contribute to our community life in this place? The fourth C is character. The Anglo-Catholic revival happened in the 19th century. The priests who heralded that revival in the life of the Church of England recognized that caring for the sick, the friendless, and the needy in society was a very common rule of spreading the gospel. To call oneself a Christian and not to be engaged in some sort of caring ministry not only a contradiction, it's a blasphemy. Because where do the sick see Jesus? Where do the poor see Jesus? Where do the lonely see Jesus? Not on the television, not on the welfare, not on the political realm, not on the daily and follow me. Whoever would save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life and gives his life away will save it. These are noble words to be hard to practice. The entire message of the world out there is put yourself first. And the end of that is death. Jesus shows us that continual denial of self is the way of the cross. If the faith that I need to live out, as I often do, when I fall, I am the greatest extent. But if the faith that I live out is shallow, easy, upbeat, convenient, happy with the ways of the world, what reason would anyone have to become a Christian? The Christian life is difficult. And the world's foolish task of taking up the cross of Christ and following in obedience, self-sacrificing, discipline, and humility. So how do you deny yourself? Where is the cross in your life? So we know the gospel. We know that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. We know also that this gospel is worthy of every man, woman, and child to be received. Remember the five C's: call, commitment, community.